the need for creed.
Signs of Judgment Day, the end times. Allah's last messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold the signs that would herald Earth's final days. Like pearls that roll off a cut necklace in sequence, once set in motion, they'll occur exactly as he says. In the near future, ignoramus is amongst profuse knowledge, unjust wars and earthquakes will increase, wealth, promiscuity and unheard of diseases will spread, and good manners and family ties will cease. A slave girl will give birth to her future master, and selfish offspring will neglect their parents' rights. Islam will be ridiculed while idol worship will grow and faith and disbelief will fluctuate by day and night. Huge buildings will be built by former Bedouins. Mosques adorned and fools will take leadership roles. Muslim lands will be plundered like a feast for riches and faith or iman will be dropped like hot coals. The moon will appear bigger. Women will outnumber men 50-1 and wild animals will speak. Arabia will become lush green as it once was, and Iraqi Euphrates gold will murderers seek. A man will communicate to his family whilst traveling via a handheld device, just like mobile phones. Easy access to raunchy female singers, just like MTV and the internet, will enter people's homes. Allah's decree or qadr will be rejected, rage and murder will increase, and time will pass by rapidly without blessing. People will try to change Allah's creation like vanity surgery, women behaving like men and men cross-dressing. Clothed women will appear naked and openly perverted sex, intoxicants and music will be the norm. Youth will be rude, drunk and feral, sudden death will become rife, and some will gender transform. People will greet only others they know and become untrustworthy, behaving immorally as they decide. Things once forbidden will be legalized by name-changing, just like civil partnerships and assisted suicide. At that time, most Muslims will be ignorant of Islam and abased, like the scum that gathers on the tide. They will imitate disbelievers, be afraid of death and partake in grave worship and nationalistic pride. The Jews will gather by thousands, claiming to be peacemakers like Zionists do, but really play a mischievous part. Muslims will abandon sanctioned jihad, do interest-based transactions, and miserly avoid paying charity and zakat. Usury will infest globalized markets, and oppressed people will wish for death when passing by a grave. 30 false messiahs will confuse many, the pious will be ridiculed, and oppressive police states will enslave. As righteous scholars pass away, neo-Khawarij terrorists will appear, and same faith groups will fight. Imitating Jews and Christians, Muslims will split into 73 different sects, only one being saved and right. In desperate times, the last rightly guided caliph, Al-Mahdi, from Fatima's bloodline, peace be upon her, will appear. Named Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he will unite the Muslims and revive the Sunnah, all authentic and clear. Because of sectarianism, the real followers of Islam will become strangers until they remain only a select few. Obeying their corrupt rulers, Muslim armies will assemble to crush the uprising, and Al-Mahdi they will pursue. Al-Mahdi and his helpers will take refuge in the Kaaba, but near Bayda the earth will collapse and his enemies swallow. Only then will he be chosen as the righteous caliph, caretaking until Jesus or Isa, peace be upon him, will descend after him to follow. Al-Mahdi will rule expansively for 7 years, after Allah gives him the ability and knowledge overnight. He will fill the earth with justice and be based in Bayt al-Maqdis after setting peace processes aright. As the Jerusalem Caliphate flourishes, Medina will become deserted while in its prime, as Muslims will leave to help the cause. A Muslim and Roman alliance will form until a Roman attributes victory to the cross and the truce comes to an abrupt pause. Many Europeans will convert and join their Muslim brothers, but a coalition of Romans will fight them in uproar until Muslims defeat nearly 1 million Romans near the Syrian city of Aleppo in Armageddon's Malhama War. A group of Muslims will invade India while others conquer Rome and then Turkey to restore calm. After retaking Istanbul from occupying forces, they will be diverted to Syria to face Dajjal's Haan. Following 3 years of global famine and ceasing rain, the Antichrist will lurk eastwards onto the scene. Al-Masih ad-Dajjal, the imposter Messiah, will be blind in his right eye. His other eye is green. He will bring famine and drought to nations that refuse his doctrines and wreak havoc for 40 days without relief, deceitfully claiming to be God-sent before saying he is God. Dajjal will even raise dead parents to force belief. He will be able to speak to all, just like satellite communication, and travel by air like the wind, just like planes. He will halve and rejoin a man, turn the pious into disbelievers by bewitching confusion, and even control the rains. Dajjal will have mountains of food and water with him that he'll give to those who pledge allegiance to his path. In tumultuous chaos, this slave of Shaitan will cause man's ultimate tribulation and bring down Allah's wrath. Even Noah, or Nu, peace be upon him, warned about Dajjal. Whoever enters his illusion of heaven will actually enter hellfire in disguise. Reciting Surah Kaf will protect against him, and kafir, or disbeliever, will be emblazoned between his eyes. 70,000 Jews and Persians will join his army from Isfahan in Iran. Dajjal will have an angry demeanor. Tremors will flush Muslim hypocrites out, but angels won't allow him to enter Mecca or Medina. At Fajr time, Dajjal's army will have the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus besieged and surrounded. The Adhan will be called for Imam Mahdi to lead prayer, but suddenly everyone will be astounded. Jesus, or Isa, peace be upon him, will descend near the mosque's white minaret as a major sign that the end is at hand. Isa will insist Imam Mahdi lead the prayer as a final act before he takes over the Muslim command. Wearing a saffron robe, his hair dripping wet, Isa will return as he left on the wings of two angels from the sky. He will kill Dajjal at Lod's gate, currently by the airport, close to Ramallah, and like sodden salt, he will melt and die. Any disbeliever within his sight will be destroyed by Isa's shower-like droplets and breath. There will be no hiding place. Even a rock or tree will expose Isa's enemies and bring death. Isa will destroy Dajjal's followers and rule using Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, Sunnah and the Quran. He will destroy crosses and pigs, abolish jizya tax, bring peace and unite the world together by Islam. Horrifically, at that time, from their barrier, Gog and Magog, or Yajuj wa Majuj, tribes will break free. Vile human troglodytes, being jealous of all land-dwelling humans, they'll begin an extermination spree. Yajuj wa Majuj's swarms will contain so many that they will drink the Sea of Galilee dry. Escaping Dhul-Qurnayn's iron barrier, they'll hurl spears which will return bloody from the sky. As Yajuj wa Majuj cause utter destruction, Isa will climb Mount Sinai or Tur near Tabuk and pray. Allah will then send insect-like worms that will kill all the hordes as if they were a single organism in one day. Decaying like locusts, Allah will send huge birds with necks like camels to take their rotten corpses away. Muslims will continue lighting fires using Yajuj wa Majuj's bows and arrows for 7 years after that day. Isa will beseech Allah to refresh the earth, and the Most Merciful will send a special rain. Fruit and livestock yields will become huge, and even soilless rocks will sprout seeds and grow grain. A pomegranate skin will house 3 men, as fruits grow massively, like they used to in Adam's era. Shirk and polytheism and false religions will be abolished, as the purpose of Islam becomes clearer. The reign of Isa will be blessed, and children will be able to hold snakes without fear. A lion will not harm a baby, and Isa will tell their ranks in paradise to people he holds dear. Isa will marry and have a family, make pilgrimage to Mecca, and die after living for 40 years. He'll be buried in Medina, next to Prophet Muhammad's grave, peace be upon him. Then faith declines and disappears. Final signs include 3 massive earth tremors, one in the Arabian Peninsula, others in the east and the west, the destruction of the Kaaba, the disappearance of the Quran, and a cool wind taking the souls of the rest. The beast of the earth, an ad-dukhan, or smoke, will appear, and the sun will rise from the west, the other way. A fire that corrals will erupt from Aden, and the trumpet will be blown by Angel Israfil to signal Judgment Day.